This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
At the rate of inflation, what would the $6 million man be worth today?
That's a good question.
But the lady sent me the wrong shirt. The one I got had Huey, Dewey, and Louie on the front of it.
Is that true?
At least he didn't say, you know, Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Today's Friday, September the 27th, 2024. Thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And JJ Jasper.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, we're gonna have a lot of fun today and do a lot of learning, but our prayers and thoughts, as they say, are with our friends in Florida and Georgia and I don't know.
I haven't heard
the latest, but I know that Georgia was ravaged last night.
Yeah. Today, so. Already some fatalities, and that's just heartbreaking. Pray for the families, pray for those in the path, and pray against those tornadoes that typically spin off hurricanes.
Probably a lot of flooding going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, every week when we do this show, we have fun and laugh a lot, and but there's something going on in the world somewhere. That's tragic, and we just don't want to be insensitive to that.
Right.
I'm saying.
8 days of hope on the ready, poised to head that way, and they're going to be taking their food truck. They've already got thousands and thousands of meals prepared. We talked to Steve Tiber this morning.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be there with their tarps and chainsaws and everything and ready to help. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful ministry. You can find out more at 8daysofhope.com.
Absolutely. So what are we doing today here? Is this first time callers or not?
It is not. Just regular Trivia Friday. I say regular. It's going to be spectacular. We know that. But it's not first time callers. So if you have not been on the air with us in the last 2 months, last 8 weeks, feel free to call in and try to get on the show. The number to call is 888-589-8840. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older to call. Again, if you've not been on with us in the last 2 months, today could be your day. Just call 888-589-8840. We apologize to our listeners. Last Friday, we had internet problems here in our part of Tupelo, Tupelo, Mississippi, where our flagship station is. And so folks could not call in, and that's part of the whole thing we do here. So our apologies, and hopefully internet will stay up and fine. We played a best of, which is, yeah, you're going to learn as much from that as you are from anything else. But it wasn't a live
show.
What
about this, JJ?
Oh, yeah. We've got, we're going to ask 3 questions each out of our original 9 questions. One of these is going to be a mystery question. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win a nice new, this is something we've just had for a few months now, the AFR ball cap. Really nice. Got a leather patch on the front, black and gray. This really is nice. And if you don't win one today, we encourage you to check out our store. DVDs, books, jackets, and this nice hat is there. So, yeah, your chance to win something today, as well as learn and laugh and have a good time.
That's resources.afa.net. If you want to buy one of these hats for yourself, resources.afa.net. And as soon as we run out of these hats, we are working on the
bobbleheads.
Learning
University, the professor's bobbleheads.
Oh, no, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say the Trivia Friday 3-piece suit. Leisure suits will be available for those of you from the 70s. So, no bobbleheads.
Polyester.
Good old polyester.
You believe people wore those?
Here's the deal. When I was sitting there playing with the clockers, watching my lava lamp, sitting there in my leisure suit, I said, "That's a great day to be alive."
Then I did. I wore I wore the three-piece suit and the leisure suit.
You weren't a lounge lizard, were you?
I wasn't old enough, but if I'd been older, I might have been.
I'm not even sure what that is, but that doesn't sound good.
How you doing?
Hey, guys, can I give a little shout-out? I was in Texas this past weekend, Fannin Pregnancy Center, New Life Cottage there in Bonham, Texas. The pro-life community in Bonham, Texas, amazing. They exceeded the goal, and Terry got to meet her, Jim and Karen, Randy and Gina. Bobby Bennett, a truck driver, he came down from Wiley, Texas. His friend Arnold had been telling him for a long time about AFR, so finally he tuned in. He said, now that's all I listen to.
Wow.
So great. he drove down, he and his wife, but I got to meet some wonderful, wonderful people. I brought my daughter Tegan with me, 9 years old, her first time to fly, first time to be in Texas, and it was just a wonderful time, and that was this past weekend. We've got great listeners everywhere, but I got to meet a whole lot of them last Saturday night in Texas.
Well, and folks, if you're listening and you've been listening for a while, you're our best advertisement. Tell your friends about American Family Radio. Send a link to AFR.net to some of your friends via email or text.
Fly a banner over their house.
With an airplane.
You know, with an airplane, pull the banner behind?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's
Hey, to Ed's point, I actually thought about that when Bobby reached out and said, hey, we're just we're in Wiley, Texas. We want to come to the event. He said, and he told me that story about his friend Arnold had just been telling him, good Christian guy, they're truck drivers. And I thought, that's it, word of mouth. You know,
yes.
People will help spread that. In fact, our friend, Dr. David Johnson, he drove 2 hours, brought a couple of friends. He came to the banquet, and he brought the three of us some jalapeno peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle.
Those are two words you don't expect to hear in a sentence. Talk about an oxymoron. Boy, that stuff had a kick to it.
Well, I like the idea of flying the plane with the banner over your friends' houses. I don't know why planes that are doing those chemtrails should be the only ones up there.
Ah, there we go. We got that in this morning.
All right, let's give our we're going to ask three questions. We ask you call in. We already got a bank full of phone calls here. Call in and answer and ask. That's that's our preference here.
Yeah.
So we ready to give our questions?
All right, I'm ready. Here are my three questions. Constantinople was the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire for more than 1,000 years.
Empire. Wow.
Where that came from. Yeah. For more than 1,000 years, what was the name of the city before and after it was called Constantinople? Second question. I said I would do these, and now I may be regretting it. Every week until the election, who were the presidential candidates in the 1984 race for the White House? Talking about the two major political parties only, Republican and Democrat.
You're going to do that all the way to November?
All the way to November. And like I said, I'm starting to regret it. I shouldn't have started it early.
You can change. That's not like a keeping the Ten Commandments. Right? I mean, you want to switch off? You can go ahead and do that.
Huh? You don't know me very well, do you, Tim? You're telling a look at the way I've arranged my cough drops.
Yes, I know.
You think an OCD
person? Oh, I noticed
person,
that. I just don't bring it up.
Oh, you think an OCD person can break a habit after setting down the pathway?
Hey, no, this is good. It really is good history. It ties in with the election season. Keep it up, Ed.
And reminds people that they should be registered and they should vote. There you go.
I like it.
All right, and third and final question. A cross between a male zebra and a female horse is called a zorse. Z-O-R-S-E. A cross between a male zebra and a female horse is called a zorse. Is that true or false? A zorse, of course. Anyway, those are my three questions.
That's Dr. Seuss.
Right. I thought zorse was the guy with the big hammer, kind of like, threw lightning bolts around.
Yeah. Zor.
Wasn't that zorse?
Yeah, zorse.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Which is the shortest book in the Old Testament? Second question. What is the birthstone for the month of May? Third question, true or false, official Major League Baseball rules state that a baseball must be rubbed in the mud before every game to make sure the ball has a consistent grip. Major League Baseball actually has its own specific mud supplier. Is that true or false? Official Major League Baseball rules, the brand new baseball has to be rubbed in the mud before every game, and they even have their own specialty mud to make sure it's consistent with each game, with each team. Is that true or false?
I have no idea on that one. I don't even have a good guess.
It would just be a flip of the coin.
Okay. You're up.
First question, which two countries have the longest shared international border? Okay, this isn't some question that you have no idea, and I'm going to pull out some kind of, you know, STAN or something, you know, SDAN yes. country, yeah. okay? You know what I'm saying? Where I'm
not,
I gotcha.
Uzbekistan.
I gotcha. No, this is, these countries are well known by Americans, okay? Which two countries have the longest shared international border? Question number two. What kind of trees do acorns come from? What kind of trees do acorns come from? You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yes, okay. sir.
And finally, I thought about JJ when I got this question.
Here we go.
What do you call a bear without any teeth?
Oh, oh man.
Yeah. Huh?
What do you call a bear that poor bear doesn't have any teeth?
Right.
What do you call him? I mean, I know he's in the home. Right? He's in the home.
Well, whatever you call him, we're going to be hearing this from yep. JJ over the next yep. week.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to go to North Carolina. What a shocker. Todd is on the line. Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina, I'm guessing. Todd, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the university, and I hope I don't shock you too much out of your seat there, Ed.
No. It's going to take a pretty good shock to get me out of this this chair. Hey, welcome back, Todd. Will you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
Your question about the 1984 presidential candidate.
Okay. Here's the question. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1984 race for the White House?
It would be President Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale.
Hey! Oh, my word! How is that even possible?
I looked over when you said you wanted to answer that question. I looked over at our producer, Brent Creeley, who knew which question it was, because Todd, for those of you who don't know, has won. What have you won, 15 or 16 times there on the
it's been a little over 20 times.
Oh, my
over
goodness.
20 times. Now, here's, folks, I want you to think about the mathematical odds. We have almost 200 stations in 36 states. It's really hard to get on the program.
Yeah.
Everyone from all the different cities that listen calling, people go, man, I've tried to get on the show for two or three years. Not only has Todd been on many, many times, now how hard is it to correctly guess which one is the mystery question and answer it right? Todd has done that over 20 times.
Yes.
Remarkable.
Makes you start looking at maybe our producer over here, Brent, and see maybe we'll check his phone logs.
Yes.
Todd, and see or how much he's paid him off.
See what he's got in his wallet.
Kickbacks. It's everywhere.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Todd got it right.
Yeah,
Todd, amazing.
Absolutely.
Now, Todd, you don't have the cap, so a lot of times you pay it forward on the shirt or the tumbler. Mm-hmm. Please let us send you one of these brand-new AFR caps. Are you willing to let us do that?
Oh, I'm definitely going to get the cap. I don't have one, so
great.
I'm definitely going to get this one.
Wonderful. Right.
Well, you know the drill better than anybody. Make sure you stay on the line when we're finished with you on the air, Todd. We'll get your information. We probably should already have it somewhere. As many times as you've won. All right, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, a few weeks back, you had a caller to ask a question about the opening and closing music to the Back to the Bible program. And my question falls into that category, but it's of a different program. My question is, what are the opening and closing songs of Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee?
That's an excellent question.
That is good. I have no idea.
It is?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that program has been around for many, many years. It still airs. And what a iconic Bible teacher, but I can't think of what the music is. You're going to have to tell us, Todd.
I know. It opens up with Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees.
No, you're thinking of something different.
That's a different.
Is that then it closes with the music from Dark Shadows.
Yeah. No, that, you know what, Todd, you're talking about J. Vernon McGee? That who's talking?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yes, that is one of the, that may be the oldest through the Bible. That's the name of the show, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that may be the oldest Bible teaching program on radio in terms of going through the whole scripture.
Right.
In 5 years, I think.
Very unique voice.
J. Vernon McGee. The interesting thing was when he recorded that show and over a period of, I don't know how many years, he was pastoring in Los Angeles.
Okay. Really?
But you can tell the boys from somewhere down south.
Somewhere else.
He's not from East L.A., okay?
Yeah.
J. Vernon McGee, I think, was from Alabama, and you can tell. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so, no, actually, he was born in Oklahoma, but he was raised in the Texas-Oklahoma area.
Uh-huh. But he pastored in Alabama.
Yeah, so
I think he pastored in Alabama. You're gonna have to support me right here, Todd. You got to support my story. We're gonna take our hat back. Okay, hey, Todd. So you can, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Todd, stay on the line.
You should be able to take correction for me now.
Yes, sir.
That's right. If he's going to take correction from
Todd,
anybody,
what's the answer? What's the theme song?
Okay, the answer is the opening song is "How Firm a Foundation." And the closing song is "Jesus Paid It All."
Amen.
All right.
Good.
All right, Todd, hang on. We'll put you on hold, brother. And congratulations getting yourself something you don't have, which is an AFR ball cap.
And number 47 time that you've called in and got the mystery. That is
over 20.
That's remarkable. It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Odds.
All right.
Yeah, the odds. All right, now let's go to Arkansas, and Richard is on the line. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome, professors. It is a pleasure.
Well, a pleasure's ours, brother. Where are you calling from, Richard? Somewhere in Arkansas?
I'm right up in the northwest corner of Arkansas. I can sneeze in Missouri and cough in Oklahoma.
Like Rogers or north of Rogers?
I'm actually further northeast of Rogers, but all that area is my normal run.
Good.
I got you.
Greenbrier, all up through there.
I got you. Yeah, JJ's up to me. Well, listen, Richard, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both, if I could, please.
Okay, which
I'd
one
like
do you?
I'd like to answer the question.
Go ahead.
The question about the mud ball.
Oh, okay, the true or false question. Here we go. This is true or false. Richard, official Major League Baseball rules state that a baseball must be rubbed in the mud before every game to make sure the ball has a consistent grip. Major League Baseball actually has its own specific mud supplier. Is that true or false?
That is true.
It is 100% true.
What?
How bizarre. It says... Go ahead.
There's actually only one person that supplies the mud, and it's an extremely guarded secret where it's from.
Yeah, the same person that guards that has the 9 ingredients to Kentucky Fried Chicken. The mud is not finger-licking good, but the chicken is, but it is a highly guarded. You have the recipe for Coca-Cola, the KFC, and the Major League Baseball mud. Yeah, here's the story that I've got. It says, no baseball you have ever seen in a Major League Baseball game has been clean. Goes on and says the baseball must be rubbed in the mud before every game to make sure the ball has a consistent grip, which new clean baseballs do not. Major League Baseball actually has its own specific mud supplier. Who knew that he's out there on the mound and that's already been rubbed in the mud a little bit to give it a little bit of a grip?
Now, I guess now that you're explaining this, I could see that a brand new baseball would be really slick.
Slick.
Hard to hold. But who has the job of because they go through a lot of baseballs.
A lot
in the
of
game.
Baseballs.
Somebody that's has right. a job of rubbing them all in that mud. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, see, when we say we laugh and have a lot of fun, but when we say you're going to learn something
yeah.
trivia, that's a pretty good little sports trivia.
Sure is.
We've all been watching baseball for many, many years, and that's the first I heard of that.
I did not.
They just
didn't
how did know you that. Know, Richard? Did you just have you seen an article about that, or did you take a guess, or what?
Oh, I just interesting things like that stick in my brain once in a while.
Yeah. Well, hey, what's your?
Yeah, I saw a program on it one time, and they were going through the whole process, what they could show of it.
Yeah.
And it just sort of stuck in my mind. That was so interesting.
Well, I didn't know it was a secret. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, there's a city up here that's called Springdale, Arkansas. And we have, of course, Northwest Arkansas, we have the most chicken producers in the world are all stationed here in Northwest Arkansas. We have four of the biggest industries in the world are right out of this little community of Northwest Arkansas. But in the world of truckers, Springdale has its own pet name that if you say it, everybody knows what you're talking about. Do you have any clue what that name would be?
Springdale, Arkansas, you're talking about, has a nickname based on the trucking
yeah,
industry?
Yeah, nickname.
JJ, you've been up in that neck of the woods a
bunch.
Here's
the deal. I don't know a whole lot about Springdale, but I know they're in Arkansas, but Springfield, Ohio, if you got a pet, you want to keep it on a short leash because you got people, 20,000 people that believes in voodoo, and they've moved into your community. Keep a good guard on your cat and a dog there. That's Springfield. You want to put that on your, put an asterisk by that city. But Springdale, I do not know too much about. You got Tyson, you got Walmarts and all the rest, but I don't know about the trucker deal.
Richard, I think that speaks for all of us.
That was a ramble. That was a ramble on right there, buddy.
He speaks for all of us. We have no idea.
You know, is that the home for like JB is the Hunt?
JB Hunt?
The trucking company?
That may be the other industry he's talking about. Hey, obviously we don't know. What's the answer? Teach us something, Richard.
Well, the four biggest industries is Walmart, Tyson's, J.B. Hunt, and Little Debbie's that are stationed out of Northwest Arkansas. But anyway,
Little Debbie's
for Springdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Debbie Snack Cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another thing. We got us a bomb shelter, and mostly what we got in there, along with bottled water, is Twinkies and Little Debbie's. That's going to keep us alive till all that mushroom cloud simmers down.
Well, with all the preservatives in them, and they probably will.
A JB Hunt? Yeah. So, anyway, go ahead. You were going to finish the question.
Anyway, in the trucking community, anywhere you are, if you mention Chickendale, they'll know where you're talking about.
Chickendale. I like that. Hence the Tyson.
Tyson's.
Yeah, because you got all the Tyson chicken things there, and then they know the truckers are going through there. Chickendale.
Uh-huh. Chickendale.
Yeah. I like it.
And in regards to the secret recipes, Chick-fil-A secret recipe, Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe, all these recipes are held by Simmons here in Northwest Arkansas because that's where they produce most of the chicken.
Really? Well, I know that baseball thing, that mud deal, they've got that locked down at the Fort Knox there in Kentucky, so which I think they should.
Right. You know what, anybody? You want the Russians stealing that recipe.
The recipes are held in... And why are the recipes held at the corporate headquarters for Chick-fil-A or the companies?
I don't know. You're asking me. Richard,
yeah.
One said it.
Hey, Richard, thanks for listening to AFR. And that was interesting, really, all those main industries. That's pretty a
Chickendale.
Yeah, Chickendale.
We'll be
that's
back.
A question. There. I don't know why they're held there.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. And in a shocking stance, the Dems' VP nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chance at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water.
Making
a way when you can.
Good times there. That was from the 70s right there.
They were moving on up. You can tell.
Is that the same show?
No, it's not the same show.
Jefferson's were moving
on
up.
Yeah, you're talking about Jefferson's. Which one was that?
That was Good Times. That was the name of the show.
Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite.
Yeah. That was, what was that guy's
name? J.J. Walker.
Yeah, J.J. Walker. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We're asking trivia questions, and we're doing a whole bunch of learning. I would call it edumacation. Now, Ed, you have a well-thought-out, I don't know what you want to call it, for our show here.
Just kind of like our creed. Motto.
Our motto for our university here. And you tell them, Ed, what
well,
it is.
Listen, we make you smarterer.
Yeah, smarterer.
Betterer. And awesomer.
More awesomer.
More awesomer.
I think so. That's what it says on the brochure.
Yeah.
Most awesomest.
Most awesomest. That'll work.
So that's what happens when you listen to this show. We educate you, as we say, one question at a time, and we don't apologize for it. Educating the world.
We do live video stream this show on Facebook and YouTube, and just type in Today's Issues, and then we have our own video streaming service. Where can they watch
stream. It? Stream.afa.net. Stream.afa.net. By the way, it's not just the live video stream from most of our programs on AFR. There's also all sorts of great learning resources, videos, and whatnot. And so stream.afa.net. You can also go to X, formerly known as Twitter, and search for American Family Radio, and you can watch us there as
give
well.
Give her questions, then we'll go back to the phones.
All right. I'll have to add a question. First question, Constantinople was the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire. What was the name of the city before and after it was called Constantinople?
Good question.
Second question, a cross between a male zebra and female horse is called a zorse. Is that true or false? And then since I had a Ronald Reagan question that's been answered, I'll toss in another Reagan question. President Ronald Reagan was famous for loving jelly beans. What flavor was his favorite? What flavor was Ronald Reagan's favorite jelly bean?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Which is the shortest book in the Old Testament? Which is the shortest book in the Old Testament? Second question. What is the birthstone for the month of May? What is the birthstone for the month of May? Then I'll add one.
Is that hooked up to the, what do you call it, constellation?
I think so. Yeah.
Hooked up.
Yeah. Associated with.
Tell. Yeah, I can tell when you dropped out of astronomy, you dropped out way too soon.
You dropped hard.
Hooked up with the constellation. You know, this class is not for me. I'm sorry. I wandered in here by mistake. I know I've been here on the half of the first day, but I'm leaving. I'm going to go
Mr.
ahead.
Mr. Wildman, could you go over the constellation for us before the class? Come on up here.
Well, this one's hooked up to this one where these bears and ain't got no teeth here in this one constellation. All right, here's what I've got. first question was, what's the shortest book in the Old Testament? Second, what is the birthstone for the month of May? No connection to the constellations. Third question, guys, when you are filling out forms, let's say government forms, you're filling out forms, and then you see yes, no, or N-A.
No, you never see a yes, no on a government form.
Well, that's true. All right, let me back it up. Here's the deal. When you're filling out a government form and they want to know what do you identify as, do you feel, identify as a Zorse or a six-foot man that wants to swim for the girls' middle school swimming team? No, when you're filling out a form, yes, no, or N-A,
right.
What does the N-A stand for?
That's a good question.
Took a little while to get there. Yeah. What does the N-A stand for on forms?
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, my three questions are as follows. Which two countries have the longest shared international border? Which two countries on the globe have the longest shared international border? What kind of trees do acorns come from? And finally, what do you call a bear without any teeth? What do you call a bear? Poor bear doesn't have any teeth. What do you call that?
Now, would you call that a Bible question, or is that more of a riddle?
It may be in the Bible. I don't know. I mean,
the bald-headed prophet, he might be able to tie it in on that if you're looking for a
prophet,
devotion.
Maybe the prophet without any teeth. I don't know.
No, you remember the one that called the...
It was Elisha.
The bears came out of the woods.
When those 42 youths were mocking him
for being bald-headed.
Yeah.
Lots of lessons in that little story.
Yeah. So that's... My question is basically, fellas, about what do you call a bear without a...
You don't want to spiritualize.
Are we trying to overthink?
No, I think, we're going different places. I'm just trying to ask you, what do you call a bear that doesn't have any teeth? Very simple.
But to your point about the Bible
and
story, those young people called Elisha. They said, hey,
Baldy.
Hey, Boomer, what's with the bald head? And that's when the wrath of the bears came out. So, folks, for you young folks, don't call older folks Boomer. You never know what's going to happen. I had something going there, but I lost my way. So, well, why don't we go to Mississippi instead?
You're on your own.
Let's go to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. It's been a long time.
Well, great to have you back, Haywood.
Good to be back.
Good things come to those who wait. So,
I tore the knob off the radio 20 years ago. So,
so you've been
thank you.
You've been
that's what we like to hear.
Stuck on one station. That's good.
What he wanted.
Yep. Hey, Haywood.
89.5.
Mm-hmm. Which station? Which station's that?
I believe it's Natchez.
Natchez. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Go ahead, brother. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The acorn question.
Okay. All right, the acorn.
You mocking him, man?
Huh?
All right, acorn.
No, I wasn't mocking him.
Yeah, you went from New England to Deep South accent when you said that.
Okay.
I just wonder why that happened.
Hey,
Okay.
Let's go to this wicked awesome question here.
All right, so what
acorn
kind...
Acorn question.
What kind of trees, Dave, excuse me, Haywood came back to me quick. What kind of trees do acorns come from?
That'd be the oak tree.
The oak trees.
Solid oak.
Acorn. What are acorns good for?
Hunting deer and squirrel.
There you go.
Okay. So hunt, if you can.
Were we talking about baiting?
No, you just find the oak trees.
Oh, really?
Where there's a lot of, we call them acorns.
Oh, yeah.
Acorns.
The acorns there on the ground. That's where the deer are going to come out and the squirrel. And so you can have some. Some good meat right there. That's good eating.
Squirrels. Do you squirrel hunt, do you, Haywood?
Oh, you bet.
How many squirrels does it take to get a meal? Those are like...
Well, it's according to how many people you want to feed.
I'm just talking about yourself, you know, with some biscuits and gravy.
Oh, two would do for just for myself. Two good fat gray squirrels or one big fox squirrel will work.
And some gravy. Squirrel and gravy?
Got to have the
that's
gravy.
Good stuff right there.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what is it? Is it have a unique taste, or is it like everybody says chicken? Everything tastes like chicken.
No, squirrel's pretty unique of itself.
Okay. All right, give me a, if you put it. What kind of? Can you describe any kind of a flavor or texture you might be experiencing there?
It's fairly close to deer meat. Not the same, but close.
Okay.
Because they eat a lot of the same things.
I got you.
I heard it tastes like bald eagle. That's
Well,
you put you in jail for that.
I know. There's going to be a park ranger car out in front of our building.
That's what I heard. That's what KJ told me.
Hey, Haywood and Tim and Ed, Saturday night I'm going to be in Dorsey, Mississippi, Bethel Baptist Church. It's Wild Beast Dinner. They're calling it the Wild Beast Feast. Now, it's already sold out. It was a ticketed event, and it sold out weeks ago, but I would appreciate prayers. A lot of people come to that when they won't go to church, a lot of men, because there's a ton of door prizes, but there's going to be all that food. I've had rattlesnake, bear, elk, everything you can imagine.
Squirrel?
Oh, yeah, squirrel, rabbit. I love it. But I'd appreciate the prayers that Saturday night. 350 people, 350 tickets sold, so that's a it's going to be a blessing.
I said, listen, I know I'm a city boy, but sometimes I get wild too. I'll have rigatoni instead of spaghetti, you know, or sometimes those little shell macaronis.
Live on the edge.
I go crazy sometimes.
That's it. Hey, Haywood, what's your question for us?
Okay, have a true or false question. There's two statements to it. We have a presidential candidate whose father was chairman of the Communist Party of California, and her name derives from a Hindu goddess of the lotus flower. Is that true or false?
That's 100% true. Her Marxist father even had an economics book that he had written and published. It's hard to find now that they've scrubbed the internet. But he was a Marxist, and that one Hindu thing, it even talks about being clothed in purple with jewels, and on the internets, you can see a picture of a Kamala in a purple dress with lots of jewelry on. And so there's a lot of pundits and a lot of people out there offering some interesting thoughts about the upcoming election.
Well, I'm glad we got that out there.
All right. Hey, now, did you say there was a second part, or are you just talking about the different characteristics you were naming?
Yeah, the two statements.
Yeah, okay.
Two characteristics.
All right, thank you, brother.
Dad, and then the Hindu goddess.
Yeah.
I've heard those same things and seen little
clips. By the way, the acorns.
Thank you, Haywood.
The acorns, or acorns, as JJ said. I've got in my backyard the hickory nuts that fall out of
right.
the trees.
The kind you can eat?
Yeah, you can. I've never eaten them, but yeah. Have you?
No.
No, but
now,
you can't eat them.
Is the bark loose? Because you got scaly bark hickories. And they produce a lot of hickory nuts.
These things are half the size of a tennis ball.
You may have a walnut.
No, they will hurt. It could do some serious damage if it landed on your head. I mean, they fall. You can hear them thud the ground. I mean,
hickory nuts.
You've seen, you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen hickory
nuts. You crack those open, those real hard shells. Like you say, they're almost about the size of a golf ball. You crack that open to get the nut inside.
The squirrels, I guess it's squirrels. I don't see it. Squirrels, they like eat them, and they'll eat half of them, and you know they get full.
Yeah,
and they move on. But they also, the squirrels, this is interesting. People may know this. They get these hickory nuts, which are heavy, and the squirrels, and they get them on top of my fence, my wooden fence.
Yeah,
line, and they put them on top of the
pickets.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's really odd. It's like they plan this. Like they haul it. They haul it up there, and they have a meal. And then they leave their whatever.
I think you need to start carrying a gun when you go out there. This sounds.
I guess it's squirrels.
Sounds like a preparation for some sort of ambush.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some kind. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Maybe they just start trying to eat them, and they just give up, and they just leave them where they...
Oh, they don't give up. They keep eating them. They, like, come back the next day and finish their meal. It's really strange.
Maybe they're trying to keep it off the ground, so...
That's what I'm thinking. You know,
somebody
you know,
else...
Keep clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be more sanitary. Anyway, those hickory nuts are... Those
they're
things,
big. About the size of a golf ball.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Texas. What do you say, boys? Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. First-time caller, long-time listener, and we have learned a lot listening to you, distinguished professors of higher education.
Dave, thank you, brother. That means a lot to us, the fact that
you... As JJ would say, thank you for your honesty, Dave.
Yeah. What part of Texas, Dave?
Big town, just east of Houston.
Okay.
Just east of... Okay, is that toward Galveston, Corpus Christi? Which way is that?
It's straight east on I-10 towards Beaumont.
Beaumont.
towards Louisiana.
Gotcha. All right, brother Dave, ask, answer, or both?
Well, I would like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about Constantinople.
Okay, here's the question, Dave. Constantinople was the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire for more than 1,000 years. What was the name of the city before and after it was called Constantinople? And, Dave, if you can get this, answer this correctly, I'm going to send you a ball cap, AFR ball cap, sure enough. What's the answer?
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that the Istanbul, Turkey, is the present name.
That is correct.
The first name is Byzantium.
Byzantium.
But then it was Byzantium, and then it was changed to Nova Roma.
Okay, I did not know that. So that doesn't count. But you got it right. I was looking for Byzantium and Istanbul, which are the names before and after Constantinople. I'm going to look that up. That's interesting. Nova Roma, New Rome. All right.
New Rome.
I drove a Nova Roma back in high school. Had some 60s on the back and some air shocks and low in the front, headers, a little 3/4 cam. Now that Istanbul
on that. with that aluminum block engine.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Well, Dave knows exactly what you're talking about.
He was right there. Yes, sir. Those platform shoes made it a little hard to get on the gas pedal and brake just like you want to. But, hey, way to go there, Dave. That's really good.
Yeah, excellent. And before you ask your question, just want to remind you, when we're done on the air, just stay on the line. We'll put you on hold, get your information, and send you an AFR ball cap.
Well, thank you.
All right, go ahead. What is your question for us?
Well, actually, before I ask my question, I just wanted to give you an update. A while back, you had the shortest man in the Bible. And, it's not Nehemiah or Bildad the Shuhite. Actually, Peter, James, and John, they were the three men that slept on a watch.
Hey, I like that.
Slept on a watch.
I like it. Okay, we'll have to add that.
What was the shoe height now? What?
Bildad the shoe height. So he was the height of a shoe.
He was a friend of Job, was he?
I think you're right. Yeah, if you want to call it a friend. Yes. A friend like that who needs enemies. All right, what's your question for us, Dave?
Well, it's true or false. In the Old Testament, Noah's sisters had no brother. Is that true or false? Noah's sisters had no brother.
Noah's sisters had no brother. Well, you guys know I'm bad.
It sounds like
riddles.
A riddle, because if you had sisters, you're their brother. So right. The obvious answer is false.
Yeah, that was
false.
Like a Southern gospel hit.
Noah's sisters had no brother. Yeah, hey, I'm going to say false because I'm just curious how the riddle plays out.
Yeah, I'm with JJ. I'm going to say false. I know that's probably not the answer because that's what everyone would guess. But what, Tim, do you have something you want?
I'll go with you fellas.
All right. All right, Dave.
All right.
Where'd we go wrong?
Final answer?
Yes,
that's
it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, in Numbers 26:33, Zelophehad had no sons, only 5 daughters. And the names of the daughters were Mahala, Noah, Hagla, Milcah, and Tirzah. So Noah was a daughter of Zelophehad.
Oh, so a different Noah.
Numbers 26:33.
Yeah. Dave, which Noah did you think we were thinking about when you asked that question?
Well, I just assumed that y'all could, you know, just be led by the Spirit. And
there you go.
We all learn.
That's
we
right. Hey, Dave, stay on the line. They want to get your address. Congratulations. Yep. Thank you for listening to AFR. Enjoy that AFR cap.
Thank you, Brother Dave.
Amen.
All right, we better repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, I'm going to add another one, but it's an easy one, folks. You should get this one.
Mm-hmm.
My first question, though, is a cross between a male zebra and female horse is called a zorse with a Z. Is that true or false? I have not.
But they exist.
They apparently exist. I don't know where you'd look. Second question. President Ronald Reagan was famous for loving jelly beans. What flavor was his favorite? And I'll add a third question.
You had one.
This should be pretty easy. What is the state capital of Alabama?
Good.
That's all I've got.
First question for me from the Bible, which is the shortest book in the Old Testament? Which is the shortest book in the Old Testament? Second question, what is the birthstone for the month of May? What's the birthstone for the month of May? Third question.
And where is it in the constellation?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? What order?
Yes.
You look down the order there.
And then on forms, different forms, you have yes or no or true or false. Then you have N-A, N/A. What does the N-A stand for? What does the N-A mean?
All right, I got two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Number one would be, which two countries on the globe, which two countries have the longest shared international border? Number two, what do you call a bear that doesn't have any teeth? What do you call a bear without teeth? I want to know the answer to that.
Okay.
I mean, we've been doing this show like 12 years. You run out of questions.
No, I have no idea what the answer is.
Okay. You have no idea?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know it.
You do?
Okay. Yeah. I got.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. Yeah, I know it. Said the
Ed
king
of corn.
He just
got that in his Rolodex.
That's right. And I've got 7 children.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Tennessee, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I think I know, too.
Oh, the answer to you mean the what do you call a bear without any teeth, Bill?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want
to? Like to do both, answer and ask.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'm in an animal mood today, so I had to choose between Ed's question and yours. I've got to go with the bear question.
All right. What do you call a bear without any teeth, Bill?
You call him a gummy bear.
Hey, oh, man. Nice. Nice.
Bill got it right.
And I like the voice,
that's
too.
That's it.
Gummy bear. That's what you call a bear without any teeth.
Qualify me for a hat, too.
A gummy bear. Gummy bears, they don't take on acorns, you know.
No.
No.
Or hickory nuts.
Or hickory nuts. Certainly not a hickory
nut. Hey, Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay, there's a fella named John Newton had been a slave trader, ended up being a slave himself for a while,
ended up
converted and became a clergyman, and is famous for writing songs. Mm-hmm. There's one very popular song that everybody knows today. Can you tell me the original name of that song?
Oh, the original name.
Today goes by Amazing Grace.
That's right. Amazing Grace.
The original name?
Huh.
Yeah.
Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Was that?
How about Hey, I'm a Believer?
Hey, I think you're onto something, Ed.
No, original. I know they added one verse to it years and years later, and it started out as a poem before they put music to it. A great abolitionist and a pastor, but was a slave trader and really a horrible, rotten person by his own testimony. But I think we're stumped. Amazing Grace, this is going to be good trivia. What's the answer?
Oh, yeah, really obscure fact. The original title was Faith, Review, and Expectation. Now you know why they changed it to Amazing Grace.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Faith, Review, and Expectation?
Faith, Review, and Expectation. Yeah.
Faith's Review and Expectation.
I think that's like like a William Shakespeare.
Yeah, Amazing Grace. Right. That's
Amazing Grace. But that whoever changed that,
yeah,
you know, the rest is history.
You're in the Hall of Fame,
yeah. Right? Thanks,
Amazing
buddy.
Grace.
Hey, batten down the hatch. You're going to be getting some rain if you're not already getting it from that hurricane that came ashore. Things are going to be soggy this weekend for you guys in Tennessee, Bill. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right. I don't think we need to take another call here before the top of the hour.
Hey, do you, JJ, tell us where you're going to be heading next?
Yes, sir. Well, this is more about asking for prayer. Saturday night, going to be at a Wild Game dinner, Bethel Baptist Church in Dorsey, Mississippi. Already sold out, but I'd appreciate your prayers. Same thing for next week, Batesville, Arkansas, Pregnancy Resource Center. They're all full, but my wife Melanie's coming, and 300 people are going to be there, and I would appreciate prayers for that. After that, Campbellsville, Kentucky, Scottsboro, Alabama, and I would appreciate prayers for these events. And if you're in Campbellsville, Kentucky, Scottsboro, Alabama, please come out. I love to meet AFR listeners, and it's a great cause. They're both Pregnancy Resource Center.
How can people look at your calendar and see where you're going to be?
JJJasper.com. JJJasper.com.
All right, we're going to take a short time out. We'll be back momentarily. We'll reset our questions. We got 25 more minutes of edumacation coming your way.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.